Here's your morning brief for Monday, October 16th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Deadly clashes intensified along Israel's northern border with Lebanon and in the West Bank as concerns rose that they could become new fronts in the war as Israel prepares a ground invasion of Gaza targeting militant group Hamas. Israeli forces continue to bombard the Palestinian enclave with airstrikes as thousands there fled south amid a growing humanitarian crisis. Egypt today is expected to open its Gaza border crossing to U.S. citizens and some others seeking to leave the area. Meanwhile, foreign diplomats are racing to find a solution to the crisis, which threatens to engulf the Middle East. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is visiting Israel again today after his tour of six Arab nations. On Capitol Hill, some Republicans believe support from grassroots conservatives will help House Speaker nominee Jim Jordan win over GOP critics this week and put an end to a leadership crisis that has paralyzed the chamber. However, opponents are standing firm, and the math remains unforgiving. Meanwhile, Democrats are saying they could help get a speaker across the line in exchange for certain concessions, setting the stage for another unpredictable vote on the House floor. And Rite Aid has filed for bankruptcy after years of losses and a failure to find the funds to settle hundreds of lawsuits related to the opioid crisis. The filing puts those lawsuits on hold. A Rite Aid spokeswoman says it expects to negotiate a resolution of the suits, whose allegations the company has denied. As part of the restructuring, lenders will provide new financing to Rite Aid, which plans to close more stores and has named a new CEO. Stock markets in Asia ended the day down, and European shares are mixed in early trading. And U.S. stock futures are edging higher as earnings season resumes, with Charles Schwab among the companies scheduled to report results today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.